We're back here with one of the county commissioners from Allegan, and that's Jim Story. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Duke, and good morning to all of the great listeners of WHTC.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Allegan County.
Well, first of all, I want to say usually we have both Dean Cappinga and myself, Commissioner Cappinga and myself are here. Dean is not in state right now. He's in the Monmouth, New Jersey area, where he and 40 young people from our area are over there on a church mission trip to help the people in that devastated community from Hurricane Sandy last fall, still recovering. And so, you know, our salute is out to all those individuals from our area who are helping our neighbors in New Jersey do well.
So yeah, that's great.
All right. So he can't be with us. But a lot of good things, really, that I have to report today on the county. First of all, the county administrator and his staff, Rob Sorrow, has just released the State of the County report.
Oh, yes.
And that will be online on the county's website, which is www.allegan.org. I think by Monday. It just came out yesterday. It may even be up today. I just haven't had a chance to look at it. But basically, I'd have to summarize it by saying the state of the county is good and getting better. You know, during the period of 2008 to about 2011, we experienced about a 15% drop in the value of property in Allegan County. However, in the last year, we've actually seen an increase of about 2.7%. The number of foreclosures is down, and the number of land transfers or property transfers is up, all of which are indications that the economic activity in Allegan County is picking up.
Yeah.
Also, on the non-economic side, I would have to say we are making a great progress in terms of planning for the future. We are one of the few counties, we're told, that has a strategic plan, you know, going forward for the future. And I think that is good. A lot of times, as you know, Juke, from your long experience, governments seem to react to situations rather than
we
look
move
forward.
From crisis to crisis.
We move from crisis to crisis. And those crises will occur. But the more you can plan and anticipate, some of these crises, you know, repeat themselves, if you will, over the years. And I think one of the things I've enjoyed learning is that the past county commissions and the administrator have worked to develop a plan that talks about financial stability, treating our citizens as customers, having an engaged and healthy workforce, and continually improving our processes so we are lean yet efficient. You never, that is not a plateau or a goal that you get to. It is a journey, and you continually have to work at all of those. And I invite Allegan County residents who are listening to us this morning to go to the website, again, www.allegan.org, and see the plan, or the state of the county report. You'll learn a lot about our county. Another thing that kind of a little more closer to home that we've been working on personally, about maybe 6 or 8 months ago, the Ottawa County Planning Department became involved in a study of groundwater in Ottawa County because wells were drying up. Of course, during the drought last year, that became particularly critical. And also the wells, some of the wells that were working had developed high levels of saline or salt solution in them. And as a result, you know, the county, Ottawa County, with the support of a number of their townships, commissioned a Michigan State University study about the status of the aquifers. Well, to make a long story short, a number of those aquifers extend into northern Allegan County.
Right.
And so at the request of the Overijssel Township Board, I started contacting Ottawa County, and we are working together to take a look at developing some monitoring wells to see you know, is the groundwater being replenished? And so that's there's a meeting this week, July 16th, which is Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Fillmore Road Complex in Ottawa County, with the author of that study from Michigan State, for those who may want to attend and learn more. And then a follow-on study is going to come. So we're trying to pay attention. I listening on the way in to one of your callers talk about, you know, we need some more rain now. We had great rain. But when you don't get the rain, of course, what happens is the irrigation pumps start working full-time like they did last year. And we need to better understand what the impact will be on our aquifer. So those are a couple things. The other thing I think Dean Kappinger maybe have reported on last month, but it has been one of our more popular moves, is that we suspended all of the entrance fees for county parks in Allegan County. And we did so because we received an unexpected windfall from the revenue that the county collects from the casino over on the east side of the county.
Oh.
We get a percentage of the slot machine revenue, and so when people lose money at the casino, you can, if you're doing the slots, you can perhaps feel a little bit good that some of it's going to come back to Allegan County and
get in
and
the Whalen, park free
and Whalen Township, right? But so we used it to help people go to enjoy our county parks, particularly Westside Park down in Ganges Township and the park over on. In the Whalen area, where a lot of people like to go camp. So, you know, we're using the revenue for that. And then also we use part of the revenue to give some more money to our tourist council, Allegan County Tourist Council, so they may kind of help us promote more visits to Allegan County mm-hmm. by tourists. We have a tremendous number of attractions in the county that people need to take advantage of. So those are a couple of three things that are at the top of my mind. There are others we can talk about, but perhaps you have some questions.
Well, I don't have any right now, I don't think. But, of course, I'm always harking back to the days when Allegan County seemed to be a place where they kind of ignored the people of Allegan County.
Yes.
In Allegan, at the courthouse. And they weren't treated very nicely when they went there.
Yep.
They were treated like they were a bother. So I'm glad to see that. It really, it's after all, we're their customers, and
well, that's exactly right. You can have to get back to our state of the county report. You know, I don't take credit for any of this because this was in place when I got elected last November. But we got to work on it every day. You can't just throw it up on a wall and say, you know, here's our mission and here's our values and here's our strategy. You really have to work on it. And so, you know, one of the things I want to make sure that we're doing is you know, taking very good care of our citizens in terms of how we deliver essential services and things that they expect from us. You know, for example, we had a report yesterday from the Community Mental Health Department. I mean, we in the last year, you know, 1,700 of our fellow Allegan County residents sought help from our Community Mental Health mm-hmm. Department, and interestingly enough, the director indicated, and I got to dig into this more a little bit, indicated about 35% of that 1,700 came from our Holland area here, the highest percentage in the county. And so, you know, we got to make sure people who seek help from the county receive it in a professional, courteous, and attentive way.
Right, indeed. All right, let's take a moment.
So, when the need arises, please consider one of four Dykstra locations in Holland and Saugatuck. We would be honored to serve your family.
Good morning, Aaron. Well, I thought someone was on the line here. Let's see if we... No, I guess they didn't stay with us. If you did, if you were on the line, please call again, 395-1450. We have Jim here today, and he'll be able to answer any county questions that you might have about Allegan County. The parks are also a great addition to Allegan County, I think, and they've been gradually getting better, I think, too.
They are, and we're in the process of our parks director left last fall. We're in the process of hiring a new one,
mm-hmm.
not to maintain parks, but to give us a strategic vision of how they can work together better right. as a system.
And we do have a call now. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on the line.
I have a question.
Yep.
Yes.
About how they're doing with the jail.
The jail is about 85% complete at this point. We are looking forward to bringing it into operation in the month of December. So it's going well,
okay.
I would have to say.
And, very good.
And can I add to that just one second, Duke, while we got a minute, and I know we may have someone else, but this is another area where West Michigan generally, and in this case Allegan County, I think excels. Our jail is on schedule. It's within the budget parameters that we set for it, and this contrasts with other parts of the state where, for example, Wayne County, it's about $100 million over budget right now, and they don't even know if they can build what they've already decided to do.
No.
And so I think that that's one of the other good things about the governments that we have here. They pay attention to the detail to make sure
right. We
meet what we said we're going to do.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
Thanks.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Hey, what time is Talk of the Town?
This is Talk of the Town.
I mean for talking without the guest.
We'll have some time after the 11 o'clock news.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Jim. They didn't want to talk to you.
Well, maybe I wouldn't get a question that I couldn't answer, I guess. And it may not be about Allegan County. Well, the previous caller talked about the jail, which
yes.
I wanted to bring up something else that has come to my attention. And then I'm going to be meeting later today about our good sheriff, Blaine Copes, from the Hamilton area and former captain in the Holland City Police Department, is trying to redevelop a sheriff's advisory committee.
Mm-hmm.
We did have one for a while, and I think it was a victim of the budget cuts of the late 2000s. But I've advised my colleagues on the county commission that I'd like to bring that up for discussion again. I think it's a good idea for us to have a community advisory board for the sheriff's department. It gives an opportunity, for the sheriff to talk about his programs with a group and bounce ideas off of them. But it's also an opportunity for citizens to have a regular body that is not in position of authority that they can go to and talk about their ideas for how we most effectively deploy or use the sheriff's department resources. It's one of the principal obligations of a county government is to provide for law enforcement, and we have to do it smartly and wisely, and I hope that we can get together and create this sheriff's community advisory board, to make sure that our Allegan County Sheriff's Department is responding well
mm-hmm.
To the demands and requests of our citizens.
All right. We're going to take a moment out here for a weather word. The weather is brought to you by our friends at Kia. That's HollandKia.com. And the weather is very pleasant here. We're looking at mostly sunny today with a high of 84. And for tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 63. And tomorrow, plenty of sun with a high of 88. And Sunday, times of sun and clouds with a high of 90. And right now, we're at 74 degrees. And the lake water is 69. The green flag is flying. So that's the situation out there. And we're here with Jim Story this morning. And if you have a question for Jim, you can call us 395-1450. Jim is one of the Allegan County Commissioners, and he's been in office now for about, 6 months, Jim?
6 months, good memory there, Duke. That's great. Yeah, right. It's gone fast, and just personally speaking, I've enjoyed learning more every day, and enjoy working with my colleagues. Allegan went from 11 commissioners to 7 commissioners as a result of reapportionment, so that's what we'll live with, for the decade,
right?
This decade. And I think that in itself has been a process. We talked about the county's annual report or state of the county report about improving processes. And I actually think that having 7 commissioners versus 11 has improved our processes because we don't spend as much time, I'm told, in debating
right.
or talking about things that don't directly impact, you know, the citizens of the county, and so makes our time together more valuable.
And you have to be on more committees.
We have to be on more committees, and that's good in many ways. Because, for example, I just had a new committee added to me. I've been added to the Tourist Council, which I'm looking forward to, because I really think agritourism is a growing industry in Michigan, and you know, Allegan needs to step up and be a greater part of it. We have, you know, wineries, we have beaches, we have all kinds of opportunities for people to recreate in our county, and we need to make sure that we're making people aware of those opportunities.
And of course, the parks are a great magnet for our guests, as well as the residents of the county.
Well, exactly right. And you know, today, you know, the weather we have today is a tremendous ambassador for people to come and enjoy us. I mean, I always kid people. I said, you know, you live through January, February, March, so you can enjoy in Michigan, so you can enjoy today's like today,
right,
and really value it. So here we are, Duke. We're inside talking about
and with a with a free gate for the county parks.
Yes.
Goodness sakes.
Yeah, you can't beat it. Why are we here? We should move on site. Do this outside, Duke.
Go down to the Allegan County Park.
Yeah, that's exactly right. it would be fun to do that.
I haven't been there for a while, but the last time I was there, they had added a nice playground, I think.
Yes. The West Side Park, we have a lot of plans going forward to amplify it, make it better, add more features to it. And I also think our member townships are paying a lot of attention to that. One of the nice things about being a county commissioner is I get to attend township board meetings, and Heath Township Board, which is the Hamilton area south, has for the past 4 or 5 months been working to redevelop the trestle park that they have,
mm-hmm,
and also the ball field park that's next to the township hall, if you're familiar with Hamilton. On M40, they have a lot of very nice things on the planning, and that the redevelopment of the ball field park will actually start in September. I think Trestle Park will be next year, a little bit. But you know, for one, they're going to install a better pavilion. They're going to put a skateboard facility that seems to be very popular with the sub teens and young teens.
Not for you and me.
Yeah. Yeah, you and I would. That would be fun to try it, though. I think, but I think so. I think the township governments, particularly, are paying a lot of attention to that, and we at the county level are as well.
Yeah, good. And the park at New Richmond's being utilized, I think, quite a bit for boat launching and that sort of thing.
Yes, and some fishing. I see some fishing going on out there. You know, when I stop by and take a look at it. I haven't been having the opportunity to go to all of our county parks yet, but now's the time to do it, and I certainly will get to it this summer, so I can, you know,
well, if
can
you can
kick
keep
the
up
tires
with just the ones in your district.
Yeah,
that'll be a help.
It will be, but if I'm going on the Tourist Council board, which
you have to know all about all the parks.
I gotta be knowledgeable, you know, about what this county has to offer. Let me say, more knowledgeable than I am right now.
Good morning, online with our guest. Good morning, online with our guest. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
I have a question for your guest.
Good morning.
Hi there. Are you familiar with the East Saugatuck area?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Could you just let me know what the plans are for the pavilion there? Because it was damaged at some point by an accident, and it has not been repaired yet. So, I'm just kind of curious what's going to go on with that, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Thank you. Well, thank you for the call. Yes, you know, I often go down, you know, I have a lot of meetings in the county seat in Allegan, so from, you know, going from Holland area down south, I often take that road down through East Saugatuck, and I have noticed that pavilion was damaged. And I guess I'm going to have to ask the township government about that, because that is not a county park. That is a township park.
That's a big township,
I guess. And so I don't have a great answer for it, but I noticed it was damaged about a month ago, and yesterday coming back from our county meeting in Allegan, I also noticed that it's still in the same situation. But I will tell you this, I will look into it, and I will get the information back to Juke so that he can inform you and the other listeners about what the plans are. So
yeah.
I take that as a little action item for me to let you know. But I don't know what the plans are in terms of repairing it or why it was caused. I did report the damage shortly after it happened to our sheriff's department. And unfortunately, I haven't seen a report on that, but I will get back to you.
Okay. As like a tourist council, you will have to get up to the various parks and, I guess, kind of make plans for the future on these various parks and even to make new parks.
Well, we have a separate body. It's called the Parks Commission, and mm-hmm. I'm not on that one. But obviously those two panels, the Tourist Council and the Parks Commission, have to work together because, you know, there are other things besides parks that we get people visiting the county for, or we should get. I mean, you think about this. You know, we have a beautiful shoreline in Lake Michigan and interior lakes.
And so many lakes.
And interior lakes, exactly right. The other day I visited with a couple down at Dumont Lake, which is just north of the county complex down there, about their lake level situation and how we can, it suffered severely with the drought last year,
mm-hmm.
and how we can bring that water level back up. So there's a lot of attention that we can pay to these recreational opportunities and parks. The question, of course, usually comes down to money and
yes.
how we what we can do. And also, you know, fitting it in with what the state guidelines are from the Department of Natural Resources about damming and those kind of activities. That you can't always do what you really want to do because of state law.
Yeah, and federal law.
And federal law, but mainly the interior lakes are under state
yeah.
jurisdiction.
Yeah,
right.
So we have Lake Allegan and a dam there, and
yes,
we used to go up there quite a bit and fish.
Well, occasionally I will take the road across that Allegan Dam. That's a power generating facility for consumers' energy. And when I do that, I've done it in the last month, I always see fisher people down below the dam, you know, trying to improve their luck and see what they can catch. So I think that fishing still goes on, Juke.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And it's a convenient, you park right nearby, and if you want to take the pole out in the evening and see if you catch a fish at the Allegan Dam.
Right, or you can just enjoy, a bit of wilderness. One of the things I think, if you don't ride around Allegan County, I don't think you realize, in the midst of all of our tremendous farmland and you know, some of our great cities that we have this we have the game preserve, which is a significant chunk of property inside the county that allows people to really kind of be like, quote, up north, if you will, in Michigan, but not up north. You know, you're close at home, so you can take advantage of being out in it's not technically wilderness, but certainly areas that are no longer improved, and you can enjoy yourself.
Well, I've heard people say, I talk about the Todd Farm, and they say, Todd Farm, where's that?
Right.
And it's for all the geese land.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Just follow the geese.
Follow the geese, right. And, you know, so we have opportunities. It's nice of us to talk about it today because we have the opportunities with this gorgeous weather that we've had. I know we need the rain, but let's enjoy the sun while we have it.
Indeed.
Because living in Michigan and in the midst of all our great lakes, we will certainly get our rain.
Well, the weatherman says we'll be getting some rain next week again.
Well, there we go.
So that'll
get
the corn popping up again.
Yeah, so we get the rain during the week and sun on the weekends. It's probably great.
Allegan's growing a lot of corn this year in Allegan County.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And there's a distinct difference between the center part of the county, where it is really high, as you mentioned earlier, and the northern part of the county where it's not quite as high. And it's really interesting to, when you run around, to see that even in a short distance of 5 or 10 miles, there's a significant difference in the condition of our crops.
Right.
But it looks, certainly the corn this year looks a heck of a lot better than it did last year.
No comparison, really.
Exactly.
No comparison.
Exactly.
Well, Jim, we're about out of time here, and I do want to thank you very much for coming in this morning and talking to me about the situation in Allegan County. And looks pretty good.
It's like I say, it's good, and I think getting better. But we always have to work at it, and I always enjoy being with you and the listeners at WHTC. So thank you for the opportunity.
And we'll be looking forward to your visit next month.
All right. Maybe Dean will be back with me.
I'll be back after news and weather here with WHTC in Holland.